ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकाय चाक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं भंगो लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं। हे कृष्णकरुणसिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीजुटापरकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथं वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता शिवशाखान्वितांश्च नीताय गौर गदाधर दयित श्रीवास आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हिमाव दिव्य चवि सुंदराय तस्मय महाप्रेम रसा प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। गौर प्रेममोय तनु पंडित गदाधरा। सो टुमारो इज एक्चुअली द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ गदाधर पंडित Madhava Misra, but this is my opportunity to speak about him tomorrow in the morning. Can also read and sing songs and have a nice feast in midday. But in the Panchatattva, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Srupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shakti. The Bhakta Avatar, many things are mentioned, Bhakta Rupa, but Bhakti Shakti, Gadadhar. We're told the, and Charitamritam by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the followers of Gadadhar Pandit, we can take as Shakti Tattva, but are more specifically Antaranga Bhaktas. I mean, you know, the inner circle, or sometimes described internal associates, but it means the inner circle, actually, the inner group. And we have to understand something of what you could call the backstory of Chaitanya Leela. The other day we were speaking about the appearance day of Vrindavan Das Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, how wonderful it is and beautiful and nourishing all the devotees. But on this Antaranga Bahiranga, you know, Bahiranga Sange Kori Nama Sankirtan, Antaranga Sange Kori Rasa Ashwadan. That with his, these Antaranga group, his Rasa Ashwadan, tasting Rasa. And we could say, and what does that mean? Because Krishna, his default position is Rasaraj, right? So what is, that's, he's already, and Rasika Shekar, he's already the king of Rasa, and relishing that. So more of the same in Chaitanya Leela? Or same, as the Thai say, same but different? From a different position. So in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam of Kaviraj Goswami, it's based upon the notes of Swarup Damodar, who's Mahaprabhu's secretary, and his assistant is Raghunath Das Goswami. And they're eyewitnesses and observers of these particular pastimes of Mahaprabhu that are not expressed anywhere else. And neither are they interpreted or explained anywhere else. We could say there's some allusion in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, some indication, but it's only like the ontological foundation is there in Chaitanya Charitamritam from the very beginning, right? Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, Nomi Krishna Sarupam, and, you know, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kiddushovana Eva. These slokas from Srup Damodar at the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamritam, and telling us that the most inconceivable, extraordinary thing has happened, and that is that Krishna, he has embraced the position of Srimati Radharani. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, and talking about what is shown by Mahaprabhu in terms of his ecstatic transformations and such, that it's not found anywhere, described anywhere in what does it mean, other religions, nowhere in Veda, Purana, anywhere. But also, this is not described anywhere, where it's unique to not only Krishna conception, but the Gaudiya, Krishna's Gaudiya Darshan way of seeing. And is the most astonishing thing that that Krishna is admitting defeat to the devotee. That we can hear, you know, Partha Sarathi, he's driving the chariot of Arjuna, you know, Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan, all these names indicating Krishna's being celebrated as on the basis of his relationship with his devotees, right? But here, and Guru Maharaj himself says, where is devotion to be recognized and acknowledged and indicated is when the infinite comes under the control of the finite. And as he himself said, not that we think of them as finite, but in this context, meaning that's the power of devotion. And so, and if you think about it, that's a scary prospect. The infinite will be under the control of a finite. So Guru said, who can be entrusted with that? And they talk about, you know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. People are worried about someone being in control of a particular country. You know, what is it saying? A person would be in control of the infinite. Right? This is beyond what science can conceive. Right? Think, a finite being to be in control of the infinite. So, who can be entrusted with that? Someone whose interest is one. It's inseparable. Right? That's kaivalya, that type of union, oneness of purpose. Right? Thankfully, Krishna's purpose is enjoyment. Like what everybody wants. He's the personification of that, but you know, Prabhupada would sometimes say, and maybe quoting Saraswati only, some people are recognizing and some people not. But so he is Akila Rasamrita Murti, he's Rasaraj, Rasika Shekhar, other than saying, so what is this that Mahaprabhu is relishing? And Srila Gurudev answered that in a simple one-liner, and then it's like the key to understanding this. He said, what is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? That's how he put it. And if you can explore the answer to that question, then everything will come streaming from there. What is this tasting matter? And it's, you know, separation, union and separation. Pida bhiyo navakalakuta katuta garvasya nirvasino. Gurudev would quote this sloka from Rupa Goswami. It's a very peculiar saying. It's like, you've been poisoned by cobra venom, suffering those effects, while being bathed in this wonderful nectarine shower and relishing some, and growing some, peculiar nectarine substance. These two things simultaneously creating this kind of dramatic tension. Right? Or as Guru said, when you put the maximum pressure upon affection, the maximum amount of pressure on the heart and affection, then what will come out from that? And the maximum pressure is exerted in separation. So, and what do we find, as we heard from Guru Maharaj, that on the Brajamandal Parikrama, as following that tradition, we like to do that also. Paramananda Prabhu, like Paramananda Puri, he's making all the arrangements. Or Shivananda Sen, that group. But why? Saraswati Thakur took his following. There's Navaditam Parikrama, and then there's the Brajamandal Parikrama. And on that, one disciple asked Saraswati Thakur, like, you know, they ask different questions. Right? Sometimes we don't think so carefully. It's just something comes up. You're in a particular place, you go, and you innocently ask a question. But as certain things, in the words of Guru Maharaj, strike the spinal cord of a man of substance. So we take it that this disciple, who is a sannyasi disciple of his, that means we can assume, like, has some understanding of Siddhanta and such things, but while they're touring the Radha Kunda and other places, and he innocently asked this question of Saraswati Thakur, that after we know that it's mentioned, and the Ramananda Sambhad as almost like a shorthand way of establishing the supremacy of Srimati Radharani, to show you in a very condensed way, with one, it's not that you have to compile, which can be done, numerous references. With a few, he makes his point. Just like Guru, the Saragrahi extracts and makes the case concisely. So what does Ramananda say when the Rasa Leela is in full swing? And what do we hear? That can be millions of gopis, billions of gopis, trillions. And of course, there are principles within that. And we're told Vishakha, who's expert singer, down she sings and dances so wonderfully. Then Lalita dances and sings even more wonderfully. And, you know, like perfect, more perfect, most perfect. And then ultimately who? Gandharvika. Right? Gandharva is one of her names, like Guru Maharaj's deity. Then Srimati Radharani, which is inconceivable. She's singing and dancing. Right? We don't need to know more than that. And that everyone is astonished to see that. And remember, these are, you know, super servitors. And they're astonished to see this. But perceiving feeling equal treatment coming from Krishna to her and the others, you know, she leaves in a huff. After showing this superior display of singing and dancing, she leaves, vanishes. And Krishna, in the presence of millions, billions, trillions, suddenly feels the whole experience has gone down. This is Ramananda's way of whatever that is. This is Ramananda's way of establishing her superiority. If you can't fix, it's better nothing than that. That's an instance where nothing is better than that. And I'm not saying that nothing is better than that. I'm saying nothing, zero. It would be better to have nothing than that. So, for clarity. So anyway, just pull the plug if you can't stop it. Well, at least don't show it on camera. I'm sure you know that. So I can look past it. Just don't show it on the cameras. Hare Krishna. So anyway, so she leaves. And so Krishna feels this whole experience. This is what's amazing. He's feeling like the whole quality has gone down. See, they're showing quality, quantity. So the quantity, it's only minus one. Right? So say, a trillion minus one. So you're saying, that should be negligible, not noticeable, right? Like parts per million, kind of. So parts per trillion, right? Minus one, it should be, who would notice? Krishna. He's saying, what happened? Right? So one left and the whole experience, the whole quality of the experience went down. And that, so he said, what does he say? He quotes the Gita Govinda line, Radha Madaya Hrade Tatyaja Braja Sundari, Tyag. The Braja Sundari, he rejects all of them in search of one. And so, and that's when Radharani, then of course she feels, you know, very happy that Krishna left all of them for her. But this is spiritual math. As Guru said, quality gives us relief from mathematics. So now we understand this one is superior. It's how you define one and how you define a trillion. The one is superior. And so, and she's very happy that Krishna left everyone for her. And then to press things even a little further, she said, oh, I'm so tired from all the singing and dancing, I can't go any further, because they're going deeper and deeper into Vrindavan Forest. If you want to go any further, you have to carry me. And then Krishna's carrying her, and she said, how, no one is more fortunate than me. And then Krishna sets her down, and while she's thinking that, he vanishes. So this devotee innocently brought that to the attention of Saraswati Thakur, saying, I understand everything up to that point, but why does Krishna abandon Radharani like that? And Saraswati Thakur was furious to hear this and said, why are you introducing that? There is no devotion to be found there. And everyone became silent and they walked on and just, shh, you know, like, don't disturb Prabhupada. It was just left. They didn't pursue it. He was that upset internally, right? But Srila Guru Maharaj, he's also an exclusive follower of Srimati Radharani, like Sri Barsha Banavi Devi Daita Das Saraswati Thakur. And he's saying, I know that Radharani is always in the superior position. even in this. This cannot be what it appears to be. It's like Viswanath and his commentaries. Sometimes you read something, it's amazing. You read what's there and he'll say, this can't possibly mean that, but it just said that. And then he starts explaining something else, how to interpret this. But he's actually telling you, what you just read and you just heard, that can't be true. And it's this Shastra. So how important is the interpreter of the Shastra? I know that. No, I can just read the book. No, you can't. You need the sadhu. With, you know, they say, one place it says, there's only two things in Kali Yuga, you know, Vaishnava scriptures and Vaishnavas. It's another way of saying, there's only one thing, Vaishnavas. Because without them, there are no scriptures, actually. You're not getting what is to be got from there, other than some general, you could, you know, accumulate some general sukriti, possibly. But more likely, the karmic misinterpretation. So, Guru Maharaj knows that what it it's hard to even express the proper word, but what is apparent cannot be. So he's looking through Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He needs to find, this is in one sense an ontological dilemma, which we will mention later in another similar regard. So he sees in Bhaktivinoda Thakur that where did Krishna go? I mean, where does he, who's everywhere, where does he go? Right? I'm everywhere and I'm in everything. I mean, you know, like I'm saying, where could Krishna go that he's not? That's just a side point. So, but he makes he's apparently vanished and puts her in this really pathetic condition that when the gopis find her later, they're all very, first they're saying, oh, how fortunate. There, look, this one gopi, they still don't mention her name, who's, you know, served and offered herself better than everyone else. Oh, look, we don't see her feet anymore. He must have picked her up, you know. And they figure all these things out. So what Guru Maharaj says is, Krishna, what's happening? He is so overwhelmed by her love. Right, her love is Krishna Prem. Right? She's the, this is Gaura Prem, Krishna Prem. And it's so almost perplexing, bewildering to him how great is her love for him, that he's thinking, if this is what it's like when we're together, what is it like? What sort of behavior does she manifest when we're apart? So Guru Maharaj says, he found in Bhaktivinoda, Krishna is hiding in a kunja. He's still there, but he wants to observe what will be expressed by her in separation. And that is so astonishing to him. That, what she is expressing in separation, that's when he makes the decision to take her position and come down. And some say that Imlitala, where Goswami Maharaj's mat is, that's where he made this decision. So then this is the point. So he's going, as Rupa Goswami says, and this is in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamritam, Kaviraj Goswami is laying the foundation for all of this by quoting Srup Damodar. Then, and if you look, something Guru Maharaj says, I wanted to support what Guru Maharaj says. If someone said, well, how can he say this? Because he says, he steals her heart, plunders the wealth. So he goes from heart stealing to plundering the wealth. I accept that. It is said by Guru Maharaj. As Gurudev once said, we already know whatever he says is right. Then we just find the other ways to. We work from that the other way, not this way to that. So I thought, but what if someone asks me? Then I'm reading it. It's hidden in plain sight. Aparam kasyapi pranayi janamindasya kutuki rasotstamam hritva madaram upabogtam kamapiya. That says he steals her heart. There it is. But there's like how you could think of that literally and say Guru Maharaj is always extracting. What did he say? Plunders the wealth. What is the real wealth in her heart? And this is how we come to Gadadhar Pandit. Radharani is known as a left-wing gopi whose identifying trait, quality, characteristic is bhamabhav, opposition, to oppose, sweetly oppose Krishna, and that makes him more inspired. Right? She's, and this description again, Swarup Damodar, Rath Yatra, Hara Panchami. It's not something we generally discuss, but it's there. When we come to that, I tell that every year, except I skip that part because we can't talk about it. But it's there. And in Parayan, regular reading, you read it. Because Mahaprabhu wants to hear these things. Please, and when Lakshmi Devi's all decked out in her Aishwarya Bhav, you know, and that's when Sri Thakur pokes Ramana, Swarup Damodar by saying like, oh, look at the opulence of the goddess of fortune. Boy, but, you know, Vrindavan's got nothing on Vaikuntha. He's, and that's why Mahaprabhu, whoa, wait a minute. You're dealing with a Shuddha Brijbasi. Aishwarya isn't a word in his dictionary. And Swarup Damodar, wait a minute. I know all about Aishwarya. Haven't you heard Chintamani Charanabhushanam Angananam? The gopis' anklets are made from Chintamani gems, and one Chintamani gem has more Aishwarya in it than the whole of Vaikuntha, everything in one Chintamani gem, and they string them and they decorate their holy lotus feet. That, but Sriva, he wanted to get that to come out, but then Mahaprabhu was saying, oh, please, before they said, please tell us about what the goddess of fortune is showing, that kind of mood. We're not seeing, but what about these gopis? And then Swarup Damodar gives this analysis. Left wing, right wing, you know, Dira Lalita, Dira this, Dira that, Dira, you know, like all these different things. We can't discuss it. We, you know, it's not even, we couldn't if we wanted to. But in principle though, this bhamabhav. So when Radharani expands out of Vrindavan and the Dwarkas, she's Satya Bhama. And we see Satya Bhama is not the most agreeable queen. Rukmini is very agreeable. Right. So this is important to understand. So, Ritva Madhuram Upabhoktam Kamapiya. If Krishna, and she's not giving willingly, but he's going to plunder her, the wealth of her heart, the Bhama, he's going to become Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, be enveloped in the heart of Srimati Radharani. So, Guru Maharaj said, then what is Gadadhar? He's used various words, and I'm just saying them because Guru Maharaj said them, but they're very like strong words and even shocking to shock you into some awareness of what the situation is. So he'll say, a facsimile, you know, or he'll say, he's a, you know, carcase, he means carcass, And you go, ooh, you know. Right? He said, or like someone who now has an empty pot. He said, or a man who's been robbed of his wealth. Right? He had a bag full of money, and now he's like running after the person who stole the money and holding the and saying, please give me my money back. In different ways he described. So it means Gadadhar is Srimati Radharani descended into Gaur Lila, but absent her Bhamabhav. That means, how is it shown? In one instance, when Mahaprabhu is teasing Gadadhar Pandit, and after they're not in the presence of Mahaprabhu, the other devotees say, you know, you should say something, like, defend yourself. And Gadadhar Pandit, no, like, toleration will be less for me, I don't know. And then it says there, this line, like Rukmini, right? And this is where the ontological dilemma is. Because as Radharani expands out of Vrindavan into Dwarka Satyabhama, Chandravali, her opposition, competition, expands out of Vrindavan into Dwarka as Rukmini. So if we say that Radharani is Gadadhar and Gaur Lila, how can Kaviraj Goswami now say, compare Gadadhar to Rukmini? And no explanation is given there. Then understand who Guru Maharaj is. He explains it. Right? So I don't know anyone in 500 years who's explained it other than him. But Guru Maharaj is saying, so yes, and this is the adjustment. Because now absent the Bhamabhav, the heart's been plundered by Krishna, he's become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Anga, right? Shama Sundar has become Gauranga Sundar. Why is he golden? Because all the other colors were taken by previous avatars? No, because the radiance of the heart, of she's Gaura, I said, Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshare Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Oh, I didn't quote, I quote another, but same thing. Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Gold. She's, it's the radiance of her heart that's producing this golden effulgence. So when Shyamasundar Krishna is enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani, he cannot remain Shyama, but becomes Gaura, Gaura Anga. He's radiant in that way. Raso Dama Kamar Budama Dura Dama Ujula Tanur Jatinam Utangshas Tarani Vidyoti Basana, Hiranyanam, Lakshmi Varan, Babivavan, Angika Rucha, Satchetana Kame Punar, Pidashor, Yashati Vidam. So golden, in fact. And Guru Maharaj said, not like this regular gold. But I remember in Bombay once, someone had a tola, bar of gold, it's a unit of measurement. And they cut it to see, because they become dull in time, but if you cut them and then break it, like, you see what gold is that's not been tarnished ever. So Guru Maharaj is saying, that kind of first class gold, or what Prabhupada called molten gold. Imagine when gold is melted. Right? So, absent the Bhamabhav, then this docile version can be compared to Rukmini. So this is Guru Maharaj's, adjustment, ontological adjustment. And As we told, Radharani sees the ultimate personification of Krishna Prem, this line and the song, Narottam Thakur, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Noah Kodama, he says, Gora Prem, Gora Prema Moitanu, Pandita Gadadhar. Gadadhar in Gora Leela is the Gora Prem personification, the personification of Gora Prem. And we, in the Antya Leela, there's, to show some of this, always Gadadhar Pandita describes those sweet, I mentioned the other day, as the I think Madhava Mies is the father, perhaps, but anyway. As a child, you know, as a child and a young boy being so enamored by Nimai Pandit, and Nimai Pandit liked to tease Gadadhar Pandit. Remember, Gadadhar Pandit also a pundit, but sometimes encountering one another in the street, Nimai Pandit would say, Gadadhar, what do you think about the, you know, some ontological point or something, and Gadadhar would express something, then Nimai Pandit would defeat that. Then Nimai Pandit would take the same thing he just defeated and have that defeat the other argument, and to leave Gadadhar in a position of like bewilderment, so much so, at some point Gadadhar was like, like crossing the street to avoid running into Nimai Pandit, so to speak. But when Balabhabhata, who had some ego being an interpreter of the Bhagavatam and let slide the slip the unfortunate statement that he had a better commentary, superior commentary than Sridhar Swami. And Mahaprabhu answered by saying, Sridhar Swami Prasade Bhagavata Jani, Jagadguru Sridhar Swami Guru Karimani. I used that with Guru Maharaj. He liked it very much. Because what Mahaprabhu was saying, Sridhar Swami Prasade Bhagavata Jani, Jagadguru, he says that one meaning of Swami is husband. He's saying, one who does not accept a husband is a prostitute. He said, by the mercy of Sridhar Swami, I've understood the Bhagavatam. And Jagat Guru Sridhar Swami Guru Korimani. Therefore, he's the Jagat Guru. So, this shocked Balabhabhata, and we're told, despite his vast learning, he also said, I can interpret, you know, hundreds, thousands of names of Krishna. And what does Mahaprabhu say? I know two. You know hundreds and thousands? I know two. Yasoda Nandan and Shyamasundar. And what is again? Quality, quantity. But Mahaprabhu himself says, I only know two. That pundit knew all the verses of the Bhagavatam. Guru Maharaj defeated him with two. Right? So, Balabhabhata, and we're told, being, you know, dismissed by Mahaprabhu, so none of the devotees are taking him seriously. And he is arguably, maybe one of the greatest pundits of the day, actually. But because of this ego assertion, it's coloring the everything. It's coloring it in an unpalatable way. So when he realized, like, no devotees will give him the time of day, they don't want to hear any of this interpretation. And it's described there, it said, he felt like a duck in the presence of many swans. which reminds me of something Gurudev said once when there's some people that, oh, so-and-so, like a Paramahamsa, you know. And then it turned out not, and Gurudev said, and I should preface this by saying, anyone who knows the geese at Chaitanya Saraswat Math, who were only, only Madhusudan Maharaj can pick them up. They only liked him and everybody else not. And I don't know who else liked them, but and they make this horrible screeching sound. But they, Gurudev would call them Raja Hangsas, right? Like, and then he made this point that, see, if someone's never seen an actual swan, they may think a goose is a swan, right? They're white and they, you know, they look a particular way. But when you see an actual swan, it'll be very clear to you the difference between a swan and a goose. So in this one instance, Gurudev said, well, this won't be the first time that a swan turned out to be a goose. <You know? laughs> And I said, oh, yeah, like at Govinda Kunda. Yeah. But so that's what it says. In the presence of so many swans, remember, they are Hangsas, Paramahansa Vaishnavas, and none of them want anything to do with them. Just understand that. The neophyte devotee, they're eager to hear anything, and on the internet, dude, there's this book, there's this guru who, you know, like, they're, these higher devotees, they don't do that. They're in the presence of Balavacharya, they're not interested. And hear what he has to say. Quality. Particular quality, Ek Ramananda. When Mahaprabhu says, hear from the Pradyumna Misra, hear from, there's only one. That's why I'm sending you to him. So he's searching for someone to, like, you know, to hear. And he corners Gadadhar Pandit, who's so gentle and kind, and he's like pressing. And go, no, please, Prabhu, you know. No, but you must, please, you know. And then Gadadhar Pandit, we're told, and it's, I think it's very instructional for devotees. We're told that Gadadhar Pandit internally thinks like, Mahaprabhu, you know I don't want to hear this. He's forcing it on me. Please. And he has to, he's subjected to that. There is a happy ending. In the end, he becomes a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, the person he wants to instruct. But, so, as the personification of Gaur Prem, of course, Gadadhar Pandit always wants to be with Mahaprabhu. And then there's sometimes, like, going to Vrindavan, whatever, and he asked Mahaprabhu for permission to go. So Radharani is asking permission to go to Vrindavan and denied. Right. Mahaprabhu said, no, you cannot go. You stay here in Puri. And we think, that seems so odd and almost cruel. But Guru Maharaj is saying, it will be intolerable absent her heart, the core of her heart, this bomb of up, to enter there, it, she won't be able to withstand the devastation of the type of intensity of remembering. So he's preventing that. And when Gadadhar makes it, take the vow of Ketra Sannyas, stay in Puri, worship the deity of Tota Gopinath, right? And at one point wants to go with Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, oh no, remember your vow, you're supposed, you can, you have to stay in Puri. To hell with that, sannyas. I want to be with you. So it's very peculiar, this lila, which Guru Maharaj calls Dharacharja lila, the descent of Gaur and Gadadhar. And this Tota Gopinath deity, also this, where we hear that Srimati Radharani is the most amazing cook. Right. What's the Puranic excuse? That, oh, she got a boon from Durvasa Rishi. That's just a play. She's Radharani. She didn't become Radharani. She is Radharani, but to allow for different things, because of having that boon, that allows for Yashoda to have Radharani come to her house and cook for Krishna. Because everyone knows she's the best. This girl is the best cook in the village of Vrindavan. That's why it's there. So Yashoda, otherwise it would be odd to, anyway, that's another, but my point is, so in Gauralila, Gadadhar Pandit is also an extraordinary cook who supplies the ingredients for what Gadadhar will cook, Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu brings things to Gadadhar Pandit to cook. Gadadhar Pandit cooks, then he gets Mahaprabhu, and Gadadhar Pandit serves Gaur Nityananda. And we're told as Gadadhar Pandit aged and was difficult, the deity Gopinath is like a full-size deity and cannot, you know, put the crown and do different things. So one morning, what happened? Gopinath sitting like this position. Still like that, but like this. So, to make it easier for Gadadhar Pandit to continue that. And there are various descriptions of when Mahaprabhu leaves the world. It's interesting. Some say he went into the sky. Some say he entered Jagannath. He walked across the sea. There are different descriptions. And interestingly, Guru Maharaj said, they're all possible. Like the Mala Nama Shinirinam Slok in the Bhagavatam, when he enters the arena of Kamsa, seen in different, one Krishna seen from 10 different perspectives. So Guru Maharaj said, he can show to one this, another that. That's why there can be conflicting stories. Some of them may be apocryphal, but Guru Maharaj allowed that there can be a variety of perspectives. But one is also that he entered the deity of Gopinath. So those pujaris, I think still, if you go there, only at a certain time of the morning, because apparently it's when these things happen, will they, you know, lift the cloth and you'll see a gold streak like on the thigh of Gopinath. So all possible, but I remember many years ago seeing this one picture, and it said, I think the first time I went to Puri, like 1973, 74, there's this picture saying, you know, Gadadhar Pandit, you know, reading the Bhagavatam to Mahaprabhu and his associates. You know. And whatever we understood of the Bhagavatam at that point, we think, oh, that's a very nice, wonderful thing. You know. But the more I thought about it, Guru Maharaj, he said that as Bhaktivinoda Thakur presented the Bhagavat Arka Marichi Mala. Remember, there's a story that says, Puran Arko Duno Dittaha, Krishne Swadamo Pagate, Dharma Gyanadi Bhiksaha, Kalo Nashtra Dushamesha, Puran Arko Duno Dittaha. They're asking, now that Krishna's left, the world is plunged into the darkness of the Kali Yuga, what do we do now? And said, oh, this Bhagavat Purana's risen like the sun, illuminating, you know, Bhagavat Darshan. But then you could take it, and these slokas, you could say like 18,000, so 18,000 rayed sun has appeared to give, you know, this type of illumination. And we're not talking about light in the conventional sense. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur he admits at the end of the book, he's saying, I don't really want to say this, but if I don't say, you know, I have a quandary. You should not praise yourself and not reveal certain things, but if I don't, I fear there'll be an offense. So he said, when I was deeply meditating on the Bhagavatam, Swarup Damodar appeared to me and told me to collect approximately 1,000 slokas from the Bhagavatam and structure them along the lines of Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan, in which he mentions the first three verses of the Bhagavatam are Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. He revealed that and said, along these lines, make this collection, and therefore I've done this. So then we understand something also more about the glories of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, he got the inspiration to do like 300 verses. And it's an unfinished project. But he did start composing the introductory slokas. One for Veda Vyas, that would be appropriate. But interestingly, there is this Gadadhar pranam. Right? And I think he's giving an indication of the selection criteria in this sloka for what he's going to present. The verse says, Nilam bodhi tate sada suviraha kepan vitam bandhavam srimad bhagavati katha madiraya sanjivayan bhatiya srimad bhagavatam swanayana supayanai pujayam goshami prabharo gadadhara vibhur bhuyat madeka gati. Madeka means, what is my goal, my target and presenting and then this, and that's why I say it's indicative of the selection criteria. Saying to please that Goswami Prabhara Gadadhara Vibhur, the best of the Goswamis. It's nice that he says it like that. Goswami Gadadhara. I want to please him in what I'm presenting. And what does it say in the beginning? Nila Ambo means the blue ocean. We know one of the names for Jagannath, Nilachala Chandra, the blue mountain, has other names with Nila in it. So he's saying, on the shore of that blue, Nilambo Dhi Tata, like that, on Tata, on the bank, shore. Nilam bodhi tate sada svaviraha. Svaviraha, saying, it's talking about Mahaprabhu saying, he's experiencing separation from himself. Radha bhava dutu svavalita. Svaviraha kepandipitam bandhavam. In the presence of his best friend. So this reversal is, now we come to the point. So here, so Krishna's descent, he's now Gauranga Mahaprabhu, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, he's experiencing separation from Krishna, what that's like, which goes all the way back to what he observed when she exited the Rasa Leela and what he observed of her from the Kunja. And so next to him is Gadadhar Pandit. So as we've told before, the heart of Srimati Radharani in this context is terra incognito for Krishna, an unexplored terrain. So why Swarup Damodar and Raghunath can assist, but Swarup Damodar particularly. But here, who is the other person who can understand. Lalita Sakhi can, of course, what Radharani is experiencing at these times. But who is the other person, it should go without saying, is Srimati Radharani herself. So think, here, just the two of them. There's Krishna, Gauranga Sundar, Mahaprabhu, experiencing the depths of Radha Bhav in the presence of Gadadhar Pandit. As Guru Maharaj says in his Arati song, you know the line about the mild smile, Manda Suhasa something, saying, you know, when she sees what he's experiencing, she's mildly smiling to see. Now, she knows what he's experienced. That's what it means. She's saying, oh, a little shyly, but something like, oh, now he's experiencing what is in my heart, Mahabhav. So he is experiencing that in the presence of his friend. And then it says, Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatiya. And the separations become so intense. The tenth stage of separation is death. So he's in a death-like state of unbearable anguish and pain, suffering separation from Krishna. And then Sanjeevayan Bhatiya. And Gadadhar Pandit is bringing him from the brink of death back to life by doing what? Supplying Bhagavatam slokas like intoxicants. And Guru Maharaj said, like someone is feeling brokenhearted in separation from their beloved, and their friend comes and offers them some, you know, intoxication, like wine. They drink that to make them, to relieve the anguish of their heart. But here, what is the intoxicant? Bhagavat slokas. So Gadadhar Pandit, and that's why I say it's about selection criterion. So Guru Maharaj said, I'm trying to please Gadadhar Pandit in this offering. And what does he say in this verse? Gadadhar Pandit is selecting certain slokas to sing, to either relieve the anguish, suffering in the heart of Mahaprabhu, or amplify certain sentiments. But we're told, as Gadadhar Pandit is doing this, that tears are streaming down the lotus face of Gadadhar Pandit, falling onto the pages where those slokas are, and washing them off the pages of the Bhagavatam, as if they're not to be seen. So when Srinivasacharya comes to learn Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit says, what I want to teach you. He doesn't say the whole Bhagavatam's been washed out. He's saying, what the verses I want to teach you, they've been washed away by my tears. Because someone might say, where did Guru Maharaj come up with it? It's there. Right? So he's the Saragrahi, but he's extracting and then presenting it in a new way. So the tear, as Gadadhar Pandit is the scene is unbelievably beautiful. And I said once to Guru Maharaj, it was in the plantation chair in the afternoon, and he was there, Srila Govinda Maharaj, myself, and I said to Srila Govinda Maharaj, I said, you know, that, there he is. I said, you know, Guru Maharaj said, when Achyutananda said, what did Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj discuss, said, oh, you will faint, you know. And I said, what is that that will make you faint, you know? And then Guru Maharaj is going like, he's listening to Govinda Maharaj and I having this conversation. And Guru Maharaj is like, what? What is he saying? And Govinda Maharaj says it like that. He turns to Guru Maharaj and says, Goswami Maharaj wants you to make him faint. And he's like, Baba. Anyway. And then they start like talking to each other, like, what would be that? What would make him faint? You know? And this is the verse that Guru Maharaj quoted. And I should say, afterwards, I just spun off and like against a brick wall with my head facing a brick wall for around 15 or 20 minutes while Guru Maharaj and Gurudev went on with some conversation about something. It was achieved. I was over, really, with my head against the wall, incommunicado for around 15 or 20 minutes, thinking, I mean, in the aftermath of the effects of Guru Maharaj, not the explanation, Guru Maharaj's explanation, the way he, as Gurudev said, his throwing
power.
And it went in, I went over, and they just continued on as they do. And they did that. And I'm very happy. But anyway, so Gadadhar Pandit, if you think, the two of them, how can Guru Maharaj conceive it? The two of them are there, Krishna and Radharani, as Gauranga and Gadadhar, Gaur and Gadadhar. And Gadadhar, singing these, and tears are pouring down. She knows what he's experiencing. He's getting helped. And the tears are falling onto the body, washing the words away. And Guru Maharaj says, to that Gadadhar Pandit, may this collection be an offering. So we get some idea. And I'm reminded as well of, and by the way, Sudarshan Prabhu, when I finish, you can sing the Sri Krishna Chaitanya, that song with the line, Gora Prema Moy Tanu Pandita Gadadhar. So we're in Lakta in St. Petersburg. And maybe this day, I don't know if it was this day, but for some reason this came up. And so some people will hear about Gaur Gadadhar and they want to run to that, rush to that. Right? Sometimes Guru Maharaj say, a double dose of Madhura Rasa. Because it's Gauranga and Gadadhar. And if someone said, well, that didn't Bhaktivinoda Thakur worship Gaur Gadadhar in Godrum? And Gurudev said this. He said, that is the private chamber of bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's saying, it's that high, that intimate. This is, you know, the private bhajan chamber of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Like, not said, but he could have said, like, don't even think, you know, dot, dot, dot. The private bhajan chamber of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we know Saraswati Thakur saying he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the concluding words of Charita as Gadadhar and Gaur Kishore Swami as Lali Swip Damodar. But so in this song, this beautiful song, is it Sri Godruma Chandra Bhajanopadesh, I believe is the title. It's like 20 verses. It's very beautiful, right? Written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The last line, like Smara Gaura Gadadhara Keli Kalam Bhava Gaura Gadadhara Pakshachara Srinu Gaura Gadadhara Charukatam Bhaja Godrumakanana Kunja Vidum. That's a little high, I should say, Lord. But Smaragora, he's saying, so the remembrance, Smaragora Gadadhara Keli Kalam, not necessary. Bhavagora Gadadhara Paksha Chara Srinu, this line we can say. Srinu Gaura Gadadhara Charukatam. Saying, listen about Gorga Dattara and what their Charukatam, this beautiful talks about them, or Guru Maharaj's sloka, the talks between them, the beautiful Charukata between them. And he's saying what? Bhaja go druma kana na kunja vidum. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is doing in Godruma Dweep. And what is that? Swananda Sukhata Kun, Surabhi Kun, where every year the devotees go on the Navadvip Dham Parikrama. Hare Krishna. So, Srila Gadadhar Pandit Avir Bab Mahamahotsavatiti Hidai appears on the Amavasya. That means almost like, again, hidden, not in the front, in the background, that kind of mood. See how she is participating in these pastimes when to like stay in the background. Gaur Lila, but it's all about her wealth. Hitva madhuram upabhoktam kamapiya. Hare Krishna.